This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, everybody say hello to Jacob from Grafton.
Yo.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing good. Kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Jacob with pipes.
Hello.
Jacob's got pipes. Here we go.
Pipes.
You have a nice, pleasant voice. Speaking voice, Jake.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions.
You get
more right. Hey, trying to do a show here.
Well, you can't compliment the guy. Now he's telling you he wants a career on radio.
He's asking for a job. He just could have said thank you and let me move on. All right, we're giving you a job, Jacob. Here we go. All you got to do is beat Kennedy. We'll give you $100. All right, we'll pay you for your first week of work. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear any of these questions. All you got to do is get more right and you win. Question number one. By the way, spoiler alert. Neve Schulman was the runner-up on this season of Dancing with the Stars. He rose to fame because of which hit MTV show?
Oh, man. I have no idea.
Really?
I don't watch MTV.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Question number two. Johnny Depp's fans are upset at a joke in Hulu's revival of Animaniacs, which seemed to accuse Johnny of telling lies in his ongoing legal battle with his ex. Who is his ex?
Amber Heard, I think.
Christina Applegate, turning 49 today. Which hit 90s sitcom was she on?
Oh, man.
I had such a crush on her back in the day.
Still
everybody
do.
Did.
Family Matters? I don't know.
Question number four. Carol Baskin visited Joe Exotic's former zoo, which she owns now, and found trash, rotting meat, and graffiti saying very nasty things about her. She thinks Jeff Lowe left it that way for her, but he denies that. Which state is Joe Exotic's old zoo in?
I definitely watched Tiger King, but I'm stuck between Texas and I'll go with Texas.
All right, question number five. Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, Harry Styles, Dua Lipa, and Taylor Swift are the five nominees for Best Pop Album this year for the Grammy Awards. Name two of the five nominated albums. So you just have to give me the name of their albums.
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How are you going to get a job at a radio station? You don't know nothing about music.
Come on, Jacob.
Yeah. You let me down, Jacob. You let me down.
You got to do some studying, bro.
Kennedy, Jacob got one out of five.
Ooh.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Neve Schulman was runner-up on this season of Dancing with the Stars, Kennedy. I know you thought he should have done much better.
Fixes in.
Yeah. He rose to fame because of which show on MTV?
Catfish.
Catfish is correct.
Oh.
Johnny Depp's fans are upset at a joke on Hulu's revival of Animaniacs, which seemed to accuse Johnny of telling lies in his ongoing legal battle with his ex. Who is his ex?
Amber Heard.
2-1. Christina Applegate, turning 45 today. Which hit 90s sitcom was she on?
Married with Children.
Christina Applegate, you turned me on.
Oh.
Carol Baskins visited Joe Exotic's former zoo, which she owns now. Kennedy, which state is Joe Exotic's old zoo in?
Oklahoma.
Okay.
4-1, question number 5. Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, Harry Styles, Dua Lipa, and Taylor Swift are the 5 nominees for Best Pop Album at the Grammys this year. Name 2 of the 5 nominated albums. You can do this, Kennedy.
I really can't. I've just been reading about it all morning.
Yeah. You've talked about all of them incessantly in the dirt.
Did you say album?
Yeah,
name it. It doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, it goes in one ear and out the other.
Name their album.
Can you?
Sure. Lady Gaga. Name her album.
Oh, I don't know it.
Hmm. Harry Styles.
Huh. Okay.
Watermelon Sugar? No, it's not called that.
All right. We're going to move on. You had Changes, Chromatica, Future Nostalgia, Fine Line, and Folklore.
There it is. All right.
4-1 is the final score. Jacobs, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. I'm not giving you a job because you know nothing about music.
That's very fair.
Okay. But I am going to give you 4 tickets to Franklin Park or Stone Zoo. Check out Boston Lights at Franklin Park Zoo for an evening lantern experience. Make your reservation at franklinparkzoo.org. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you leave?
My name is Jacob from Grafton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say hello to Caitlin from Newton.
Hey,
what's up, girl?
Hey.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we are going to give you $100. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, I can see Kennedy now. She stepped into that soundproof. Kennedy, can you hear me? Nope, see? I just wanted to prove it. She does leave the studio. Question number 1. The Recording Academy caused a whole bunch of drama yesterday after the nominees were announced. The Recording Academy is responsible for which award?
Recording? No idea.
It's a music award.
I honestly have no idea.
They have a big show every year. Okay. Question number 2. Julia Louis-Dreyfus and the rest of the Veep cast will reunite for a table read to encourage people to get out and vote in Georgia in the upcoming runoff election. Julia Louis-Dreyfus starred as who on Seinfeld?
Oh, I can't remember her name, and my dad would be so disappointed.
Oh. All right, question number 3. Patrick Mahomes says he wants to be like Tom Brady and still playing in the NFL at 43 years old. Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback for which NFL team?
Patriots.
Question number 4. Wycliffe Jean is very vocal about supporting Black-owned Friday, and he even wrote a jingle for it. Wycliffe was a part of which musical group?
I have no idea. I guess I don't know.
That's okay. It's a little nerve-wracking. I get
it. Call me now.
It is. Here we go. You're going to get this one. I have faith. Or maybe not. Pete Davidson is reading James Stewart's It's a Wonderful Life character for a virtual table read. James Stewart, of course, starred as who in the 1946 classic film?
Yeah, I don't know. No idea.
All right.
I've never seen it.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Text from the 413. I do candy jams every year.
Well, congratulations.
The candy jams are good.
I know.
Ugh.
Delicious.
It's mashed potatoes, guys.
And from the 978, I'm remembering the year Annie made green bean casserole for the first time and walked around the office.
I saw it. It was from the onions, but still, maybe from being stressed.
Kennedy! Caitlin got 0 out of 5.
She wasn't even super close to any of them.
No.
She called her shot halfway through. She's like, I'm going to get a Mel. Mel, 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 Mel,
girl, you know this is a trivia game. That's a male.
I know. I was just so convinced that I wasn't even going to get through.
All right, here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Recording Academy caused a whole bunch of drama yesterday after the nominees were announced. The Recording Academy is responsible for which award?
The Grammys.
All right. Do I need to continue? I guess.
Yeah.
1-0. Question number 2. Julia Louis-Dreyfus and the rest of the Veep cast will reunite for a table read. Julia Louis-Dreyfus starred as who on Seinfeld?
Elaine.
2-0. Patrick Mahomes says he wants to be like Tom Brady and still playing in the NFL at 43. What team does he play for?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
It's a bloodbath at this point, 3-0. Wyclef Jean is very vocal about supporting Black-owned Friday, and he even wrote a jingle for it. He was a part of which musical group?
The Black Eyed Peas.
What?
Oh.
The Fugees, Kennedy. Got a little cocky. You hear that?
Ooh, la, la, la. Yeah.
3-0. Question number 5. Pete Davidson is reading James Stewart's It's a Wonderful Life character for a virtual table read. James Stewart, of course, starred as whom in, as who in the 1946 classic film?
George Bailey.
There it is, Kennedy. That is right. George Bailey.
Why do we I keep almost putting... said Banks, but that's Mary Poppins.
Why do we keep putting Pete Davidson in stuff?
I love him
He's
as an
He's hysterical.
He's that's a wonderful what... guy, but that's a stupid casting pop.
I'm excited to see him read.
It's an interesting choice, Dan.
And
it's an interesting Lott choice.
Apatow is
I like
life.
Him, but it's okay to
I
say that's
it.
Weird.
I think it's so cute.
From the 617, were those Annie's questions? Sports, Seinfeld, Fugees? Were those
yes.
Your, they were?
Yes. Okay. Is that okay with everybody?
I don't think it was a bad thing. They were just curious. Yeah, because Dan usually writes the questions for the 7, and then Annie writes them for the 8.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Caitlin, I'm sorry. You got a mail, but we hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay.
I understand. Did I see?
Thank you.
Did I see you have 5 kids?
I have 5 kids.
Oh, Caitlin.
Oh, you don't have time to know pop culture.
That's why my brain doesn't work anymore.
That's all right. That's all right.
Bless your heart.
All right. Well, have a great Thanksgiving. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Caitlin, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.